Park City High School's undefeated football team will play Skyview High School in the 4A state title game this Friday at 11 a.m. The game takes place at Rice-Eccles Stadium, located on the University of Utah campus. Students at Park City High School and Treasure Mountain Junior High will have an amended bell schedule on Friday, with students grades 8 through 12 dismissed at 9:25 a.m. PCHS Principal Roger R. Bobby says the dismissal will give students enough time to arrive for the game's kickoff.
We're going to be providing transportation from the school. So school will be starting at the normal 7:35. The students will be going to their classes. And then at 9:30, we're going to dismiss school and our students are going to start heading down to the game.
Students that wish to ride the bus to the game must turn in permission slips as well as $5 to purchase tickets by this Wednesday. They must also ride in the bus both to and from the game. Students are also welcome to find their own transportation to the game. Principal R. Bobby explains the school will not have to make the day up.
There's a clause that for state finals that we are allowed to count as kind of like a school trip. So that's the direction that we're headed.
Although attendance is not required, it is encouraged. With the school day ending at 9:25, the end of day bus routes will run at that time. That also means the school buses will be unavailable to take students from the high school home in the afternoon.
We are encouraging all of our students to go. We are providing transportation at no cost to the students, but it is not required.
This is the Miners' first trip back to the finals in almost 20 years. Principal R. Bobby, however, predicts a victory.
We are going to be the 4A state champs in 2019. No doubt in my mind.
Tickets to the game are $10 for adults, $5 for students and senior citizens, and free for children age 5 and under. Rice-Eccles Stadium also has a clear bag policy, meaning no purses or handbags are allowed in the stadium. You can find more stadium policies through a link on KPCW's website. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.